Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
3,500 gallons of raw sewage pumped out from our basement, and welcome to the Every Day is Saturday show. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. What a great intro, right? Just like yesterday, talking about raw sewage. Where else are you going to find raw sewage? Where else would you expect to hear that type of commentary to kick off a show? It's got to be personal development. It's got to be motivation, right? The Entrepreneurial Mindset Part 5 as we launch into the series. Having a little fun today before we get started. My name's Sam Crowley. You can find me always at everydayissaturday.com. Make sure you go there, put your name and email in so we can stay in touch. Don't you want to know and hear all these great stories delivered right to your inbox as well as some really great tangible items you can take right now, action to get on your own journey to Saturday? Hit me up, everydayissaturday.com, or connect on Twitter. Let's do it. Hit me up, at Sam Crowley, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Let me know. Love the show. Let me know. Hate the show. Let me know twice. And more importantly, let everybody else know how you feel about Every Day is Saturday. We're in part 5 of our entrepreneurial mindset training, and we're just talking, man. We're chatting. It's as if we're just at Starbucks right now. I'm sitting on the couch. You're kind of hanging out at the couch. The fire's going. We ordered our cafe latte skinny. Thank you. Less calories, can have the refill. And we're talking about what does it take to be an entrepreneur? Because you got to think differently. You just can't think like somebody who has a job. It's impossible to be successful as an entrepreneur. You got to take risks. You got to be able to overcome adversity. You got to be able to fail, and not worry about what the repercussions are, knowing that with every single failure comes some really great experience. Man, I try to share my stories and look, let me know. If you think I talk about myself too much, I'm not sure what else I could talk about, because the good news is I'm not just some phony hiding behind a computer. These are real stories. I don't know if anybody actually realizes these stories actually do happen every day to me, because I wake up with my hair on fire, man. I got to do things that create action, that create momentum. I just want to create something. Listed my house for sale yesterday, as I talked to you about. The realtor sent their papers over. Said, honey, I'm going to talk to a realtor, see what the house is worth. And next thing you know, we got it for sale. No place to live, but it's a chicken or the egg thing. You know what I mean? Like, either you're going to start looking for a home, but you got to have something happening on the other end. And before you find a home, you got to sell yours. Before you sell yours, you got to find another one. All that stuff. Just make something happen. I'd very rarely sit around and think. I don't think, or I don't overthink a situation. Just want to create some momentum. That's what it means to be an entrepreneur. I guess I should probably explain 3,500 gallons of raw sewage pumped out. Do you think three and a half minutes into the show, I should probably talk about that? If you were listening yesterday, I was saying, you know, part of my entrepreneurial journey, and I don't know if you've ever owned rental properties or even your own primary home, you're always running into situations when you own real estate. This is why people don't become landlords. This is why people get talked out of becoming a landlord. If they actually knew the stuff that you had to go through on a daily basis, most people can't do it. And it's not even that big a deal. That situation, one of my apartment buildings, the sewer pipe burst. It was pumping raw sewage out below into the basement. It was a little bit of time before we figured it out. And then it took a while to get a company out there to actually pump it out. But, you know, aside from the health risk, which I don't want to make light of that, you know, anytime you got something like that going on, we make sure that the tenants are taken care of, protected, nothing too crazy is going on. But just, you deal with it, man. You deal with it. I think the whole point is being a landlord, being a business owner, whatever you're doing on a daily basis, you just deal with it. You don't try to kick the can down the road. You don't try to pawn off on somebody else. You say, all right, this has to have happened to somebody else before. That's what I always think. When a situation happens to me, I don't know if you think this way or not, But I used to really, when I was in managing sales reps and even managing adults, I mean, we're talking grown adults. At one point in time, I was in charge of 50 sales reps and 6 sales managers. That was just when I was an operations sales manager back in the day. And I'll tell you what, like I tell everybody, it's like running an adult daycare. You wonder how these people get dressed in the morning without somebody telling them what to do, what tie to put on, and how to wear their socks. It's amazing. If you get too self-reliant, if you get not self-reliant, too reliant on somebody else, you never develop your skills. I mean, it's like exercising. If you don't exercise certain muscles, they become atrophied. And you just, they die off. They get weak, and you never use them. You always got to be using probably what I would consider the best muscle in the body. And it's the brain. You know, always be using your mind. Always think. You really can think. You really can think and grow rich. And as we talk about procrastination today, none of this happens if you sit still. It's like a boat. You know, a boat wasn't built to just sit in the harbor and be looked at all day. A boat was built to go out into the rough seas and crash against the waves and have a good time. That's the way you were built. You're built no differently than a boat. You're not built to just sit there and take orders from somebody else. Why would you ever want to do that? Do you know how much you're missing out in life? Procrastination kills so many dreams because of what? Because of the fear. The fear of failure. The fear of being judged. The fear of the unknown. What's behind that door? I don't know, Sam. If I open up that door, I'm not sure what I will find. Well, open the damn door. Better yet, kick it down. You're going to love what you find. You know what you're going to find? A you that you never knew existed before. Every single person that started their own business, that got out of the starting blocks, found out something more about themselves than they did about the business that they wanted to start. You have greatness inside of you. You have the ability to create something out of nothing. You have the ability to inspire others. You have the ability to change generations of your family. Are you going to change generations of your family by going to a job every day for 40 years and getting your gold watch? No. You're going to look back like everybody else does with an intense amount of regret. And if you really get high up on that corporate ladder and you are put out the pasture, which everybody does at some point in time, you'll never be able to scratch that itch. There's just, you can't go high enough. There's only so high you go in the corporate pyramid. And that's it. 99.9% of the people never make it to the point where they're actually running a company. You may make it to senior VP or executive VP or CFO or COO or one of these lofty positions, but that's still, that's hollow, man. What'd you do with your family? How much time did you sacrifice away from your kids? Now, again, it's as if we're just sitting around Starbucks right now having a cup of coffee or green tea, whatever it is that's your preference, and I'm just telling you what's been my experience over the past, let's see, it's February 15th, 2014. That's the day of this podcast, the Every Day is Saturday show, hosted by Sam Crowley. Hit me up at everydaysaturday.com, by the way. February 15th, 2014. So that will make it 7 years. In 2 months, it will be 7 years I walked away from the job forever. First time I tried it, May 6, 2005, didn't go over so well, went broke, went back to my job, sitting in a cubicle, mocked, made fun of, ridiculed, and went bankrupt. And I'm here to tell you, the sun comes up tomorrow. And if I would have sat there and wallowed in my own self-pity and apathy, looking for everybody, you know how many people came up and said, it's okay, Sam. Hey, you tried. Oh, I hated that. God, can I tell you how much I hated that? Well, I hate pity. I hate it. I'd rather have somebody say, you suck, than to come up and say, I'm sorry, and put their hand on my shoulder. I hate that. Some of you may love it. Like, people actually get excited or it makes them feel better when people come up, I'm sorry. You know, professional victims, right? You know, the ones that walk around looking for people to say, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that that happened. Hey, it's okay to feel empathetic towards somebody. And even sympathy. Sympathy, to me, is reserved for loss of a loved one, a death of a child, things that are really a military serviceman that doesn't come back. That's sympathetic, man. But to have a lost business, or people say, pray for me. Pray for me. I've got a test tomorrow. Or I mean, like an academic test. Or pray for me that I can have this conversation with my boss tomorrow. You know, I wanted to do so much more than have people say, I'm praying for you. I wanted to be able to do more myself than be able to say, I'm praying for you. How about here? Here's $1,000, man. You want me to pray for you, or would $1,000 do well for your charity? You make the choice. But when you procrastinate, nothing ever happens. You just sit around and you talk like we're doing right now. Imagine we're sitting on this couch at Starbucks, you and I. We're having this conversation about the entrepreneurial mindset, and you never got off that couch. You just sat there. Maybe you just sat there for weeks and months and years. That's what most people do. They just sit on that couch, metaphorically. They never get off the couch. They talk a good game, though. You know anybody? You know anybody that just says, hey, man, I'm going to people, how many people you know, hey, they look through the travel section of a newspaper or a magazine. You're like, oh, we should take a cruise. Take the cruise. We should go to Fiji. Go to Fiji. No, just, you know, we got the kids and we can't do that. No, you're just making excuses. It's the old pleasure pain principle. You're not willing to focus on the pleasure of actually accomplishing the task. You can't envision yourself being a success. You focus 100% of your time on the pain. Well, of course there's going to be pain. But as the saying goes, pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. That's up to you if you want to be miserable. Is there pain involved with being an entrepreneur? Well, of course there is. We've discussed so much in the first four parts of this entrepreneurial mindset training. Think about the money, the funding, the idea, the vision, the judgment, the friends, the family, everything that goes into becoming an entrepreneur, what you don't know, the lessons learned, the failure, the adversity. That's why success as an entrepreneur, all of that freedom should be rightly reserved for people who have the courage to actually go after it. Now, here's the good news for you. There's not some holy water that's sprinkled on you, or success is not reserved for rich or affluent people who can speak well or highly educated. If that was the case, I wouldn't have this podcast right here. You know, if you have a voice, by the way, I can make you famous. I can get your message out to the world. Does that interest you? Because so many people procrastinate. They're like, well, I'm not you, Sam. I can't speak like you. Look, if you haven't noticed, especially if you're a regular listener to the show, my imperfections are perfection. Let me say that again. Your imperfections are what make you unique and is your perfection. Celebrate your flaws. Turn your mess into a message. I really would love to see every one of the listeners, including yourself, go to podcasthouse.com if you haven't already. Plug into my course on how to create a show just like this. Currently, right now, if you're listening to this at least within a few days, you're going to see a webinar that I train people exactly how to get their own show launched today. Get your own message out there today. Oh, but Sam, you don't know my story. Hey, look, I don't think I want to know your story. You know what? Other people got to hear your story. That's the thing. You're going to complain about everything that all the reasons why you can't get your message out to the masses. All of the reasons why it can't be done. And you're going to argue for your limitations. Who wants to hear that? Nobody wants to hear that. That's why you got to recalibrate, man. Stop procrastinating. Get the message out. I don't care what the message is. There's people all around the world that will resonate with it and that want to hear it. But here's the question. Can you do it? Can you pick up a microphone and start speaking? This, what I'm doing right now, I'm speaking into a microphone. I got a pop filter on here. I'm plugged into the computer, and it's going out to over 100 countries around the world. You know how this whole message started? This whole message started broke, sitting Indian style, on my master bedroom floor, shaking like a leaf, trying to get two words out of my mouth, hoping I didn't sound like Porky Pig, thinking, I don't even know. I'm not even quite sure what a podcast is. This was 2005, by the way. I'm not even sure what a podcast is, but I'm just going to let this thing rip. I got no clue. And just let it go. See, when you've got nothing to lose, that's when you really shine. If you're thinking about procrastinating, maybe you should lose and shed some of what it is that you're holding on to so you can actually get going. As we talked about last week on the show, if everybody would just limit their baggage like they do on the airlines. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, you're limited to one bag in the overhead compartment and one free bag. Everything else we've got to charge you for. Leave your baggage behind so your dream can take off. Leave the limitations behind. Oh, but you don't know my story. I know your story. The problem is you've been telling yourself that story for the past 20 years, and it's been sabotaging your success. Who's going to want to hang around you besides other miserable people who want to wallow in that same type of apathy, which is the same pity. Junk food, remember? We talked about it yesterday. It lasts for 15 minutes, and then you're hungry again. Put your shoulders out, man. Chest out. Shoulders up and back. And stand proud on what it is that you're going to start speaking about, the message you're going to get out to all of these people all around the world. But it's got to start with you doing something, anything today. See, the entrepreneurial mindset and procrastination, they don't even go together. Do people procrastinate that are entrepreneurs? Sure. You know why? Because they're human. But we can't do it very long, or they end up part of that 9 out of 10 crowd. You know, the 9 out of 10 businesses that fail in the first year. They don't enact a lot of this mindset. They could have the greatest business plan in the world. They could research their market till the cows come home. They can have all the logos designed and the artwork and the website and the shingle hanging out front of the business. They could have everything perfect. But if you don't take some sort of action and open up that first door and stop procrastinating and stop prejudging, not others, that's easy to do. How about yourself? You've already got yourself so convinced of what's going to happen. You have no idea. I had a good time yesterday with the realtor because when we listed the house, yesterday, by the way, just on a whim, but it's no big deal. We got some wheels in motion now. My wife and I are going to look at other houses, old properties. I'm talking dilapidated because I'd love to renovate, man. I'd love to get inside a house, gut it. We're looking at a house tomorrow on a few acres of land with a barn. The house just looks like it's something out of the 1960s. It's just terrible wallpaper and nasty paint. I can't wait to dive in. I just can't wait to dive in. See, you get the wheels in motion, you know? It's a hot real estate market now. People were complaining a few years ago, the market's terrible, my house is underwater. Now the market's great. Hey, take an advantage. Strike while the iron's hot, right? Let me tell you this much. I get so excited. Stutter. La, 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 la. Let me tell you this much right now. You can stay where you are and do absolutely nothing, and nothing will ever change. It'll get worse. It'll just get worse. You will die a slow death. Most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. Or try this on for size. Are you ready? Do one thing today without prejudging what you think the outcome is going to do. And let me give you a little bit of a hint. The thing that you fear the most of doing is most likely the thing that you actually need to do today. For me, when I got started, the thing I feared the most was telling my story about how I failed. I thought, how can you possibly teach people how to make every day Saturday when you've got no money, you're in a job? And that's what people used to say to me. What the hell are you talking about, Sam? Why would you ever try to tell anybody every day Saturday? You're a broke failure. You just tried a business. And I said, yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. But at least I did one thing. The operative word, back up, rewind. What'd you just say again? And I had this conversation with a guy in the hallway at work because he came after me, like most people do. See, most people live lives of quiet desperation, and they're going to try to sabotage your success because they've never had it. Your success is a threat to them. That's why people want to keep you down, because your success is a threat to them and a reminder that they never had the courage to actually get off their ass and do anything with their life. All right? So understand that it's not about them, or it's not about you. It's about them. It's a reflection on them. You're successful. That means they couldn't get it done. So I had a guy in the hallway at work one time. What do you mean? You tried and failed, dude. What are you doing? I said, hey, hold on. I said, hey, as long as we're having this conversation, can I talk now? Yeah, you can talk. You can. Great. It's awesome. Hold tight, Jack. The operative word is tried. Tried. Didn't you just say, let me just make sure I understand. You said at least you tried and failed, right, Sam? Isn't that what you said? Yeah. Great. What's missing in your life? That same word, tried. You haven't tried anything. You've never tried anything in your life. You're a miserable mope who does the same thing every single day. And I can tell you right now, for the next 20 years, Monday through Friday, what you're going to be doing. You can't say the same thing about me, Jack, because when my ship comes in and I get back out there and I test those rough waters, hell, I may fail again. I may fail another four times. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going down fighting, man. I'm going down on my terms. And hell, I agree. And I'm more like, I declare that every day will be Saturday for myself, for my children, for my children's children, and generations for my family. Because you know what? That operative word that you just said, I try. Don't ever let anybody come at you. They don't have the right to come at you. They come at you, you come right back at them. Because if you don't defend your dream and step up and stand out and declare your greatness, you absolutely will try. Procrastination isn't even in your vocabulary. That's everybody else. You don't sit still. You get out of the gates. And you get on that Saturday journey, not for the money, but for the person that you become along the way. Trust me when I tell you, my friend, you will never recognize yourself 3 years from now. You'll look back and say, I can't believe I was so weak. What was I afraid of? I didn't get hurt that. Yeah, I got a little bruised here and there, a little dirt here and there. But boy, the person I had to become along the way was amazing. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.